I haven't told the truth. And I've done things I deeply regret.
New York Congressman Anthony Weiner admitted he sent explicit photos and then lied about it. He said he's not going to resign. 6 U.S. soldiers were killed in Iraq. We'll look at why commanders are bracing for what they say could be their most dangerous remaining mission. And a Republican congressman who was ostracized for opposing the war in Iraq, we'll look at what he's saying now. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says New York Congressman Anthony Weiner admitted he tweeted an explicit photo and lied about doing it.
This was me doing a dumb thing and doing it repeatedly and then lying about it. And that's all there is. I'm here to accept responsibility for this. I'm not asking to shift the blame to anyone else or to any external force or anything else.
He also admitted to what he called inappropriate online exchanges with 6 women before and after he got married. He apologized for lying, but said he would not resign. Assistant Metro editor Diego Rivadeneira is here with me. Diego, a lot of people had expected Weiner to run for mayor next year, and a lot of people thought he had a pretty good chance. What does his future look like now?
Well, it's still too early to say, but clearly he believes he did nothing wrong. He kept saying repeatedly that he broke no laws. He didn't believe he broke any congressional rules or that he violated his oath of office.
So is this just one of those summer scandals? Is it going to go away?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think it all depends on what comes out next. Clearly, I mean, he himself seemed to acknowledge that there's certainly potential for a lot more damaging material, much more explicit than it's already been out there in terms of photographs and communications that he had with various women. So depending on what those say, there might come a point where the bulk of those revelations, maybe just the sheer accumulation, might put so much pressure on him or Democratic leaders to demand that he consider stepping aside.
How much of that would be fueled by his lying, and how much by the fact that he's clearly become a target for conservatives who have an agenda?
You know, I think as with many things, as many scandals, what usually gets everyone in trouble, as we all know, is the lie or the attempted lie or the attempted cover-up. That's always the most damaging thing at the end of the day. I think once you go down that avenue, you really could potentially be in some serious trouble.
Thanks, Diego. Also on Tuesday's front page, 6 American soldiers were killed when a rocket slammed into a base in eastern Baghdad. In recent weeks, Shiite militants and anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have said they'd use force to press the U.S. to withdraw its soldiers on schedule. American commanders say the most serious threat is that troops will be easy targets when they finally roll out. On the way to the border, they'll have to cover a 160-mile stretch through the desert. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones was once an outcast among Republicans for opposing the war in Iraq. Now he's finding support within the GOP for advocating a rapid withdrawal. Some foreign policy analysts say Jones and Congressman Ron Paul of Texas are on the leading edge of a conservative movement to rein in American military power. Jones says the U.S. simply can't police the world anymore. Tuesday's front page looks at charter schools' financial ties to Turkey's Gülen movement. Followers of charismatic preacher Fethullah Gülen are now behind the largest charter school operation in Texas. Officials of that company, Harmony Schools, say they don't teach religion. They also say there's no official connection to the Gülen movement. But records show virtually all recent construction and renovation work on their schools was done by Turkish-owned contractors. Several local companies said they were passed over, even though their bids were lower. Budget-strapped state parks are doing everything they can to stay open as the summer season gets underway. In Washington state, parks are charging entrance fees for the first time. The price is $10 for one day or $30 for an annual pass. It's not clear that the new fees will make up for $70 million in state money that the parks are losing. Elsewhere, park officials are looking into drilling for natural gas beneath hiking trails and picnic pavilions. In California, 70 parks are being shut down. Now, listen to this. A couple of seconds of silence. That's something you probably won't hear at an NBA game. Noise is a part of the show. Times reporter Alan Schwartz says that's especially true in Dallas, where the Mavericks faced the Miami Heat in Game 4 of the NBA Finals on Tuesday. It's hard to tell which is the Mavericks' favorite machine, star player Dirk Nowitzki, or the sound system. The American Airlines Arena in Dallas has 60 huge speakers. They can deliver decibel readings higher than if you're standing next to a jumbo jet. Inside Tuesday's Times, Israel is disputing Syria's account of Sunday's border clash. According to the Syrian version of events, Israel shot unarmed demonstrators who were trying to reclaim land in the Golan Heights or in what they consider Palestine. Israel said Syria was exploiting the Palestinian issue by sending unarmed protesters to the frontier. Israeli military officials also took issue with Syria's casualty count. Syria says 23 protesters were killed and hundreds were injured. Google rejected China's accusation about hacking. Last week, Google said it had traced attacks on Gmail accounts to the Chinese city of Jinan. Some of the accounts belonged to U.S. government officials and military personnel. Beijing denied responsibility. Now China's official Communist Party newspaper is lashing out, saying Google's complaints were politically motivated. The People's Daily published a front-page editorial. It also suggested Google could lose credibility in the business world. Glenn Beck is planning to charge fans $5 to $10 a month to watch his daily talk show online starting this summer. He's going from Fox News to his own internet network. Times reporter Brian Stelter says he's trying to adapt the business models of both HBO and Netflix. Beck says it's a huge risk. His program will run for 2 hours in the afternoon. In Tuesday's arts section, theatrical flops that burned through a couple of million dollars are unusual off-Broadway, but the Nashville-themed musical Lucky Guy lost at least $2 million by the time it closed last week after only 10 days on the boards. Producer L. Glenn Poppleton had spent years developing the show. He'd been hoping to move it to Broadway in the fall. Tuesday's Science Times says jellyfish are a lot more than plasma and poison. It's true they're gooey and sack-like, and no, they don't have backbones, but new studies suggest they're really very complicated. One study says the box jellyfish has an interactive matrix with 24 eyes. That's how they get around in those mangrove swamps where they live. Their eyes come in four distinct types. Two are actually similar to ours. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts, with an S on the end, at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.